Tumblr Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions today.
Merry Christmas, beautiful people, and happy holidays to anybody that celebrates something besides Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Tis the season to be grateful. Tis the season for joy. This morning is actually Christmas, and the last couple of days haven't been quite in the Christmassy mood because of, you know, my back was hurting because I was, you know, doing a little too much. But today is Christmas, and Christmas makes me think about, you know, the older I get, makes me think about Christmas memories. And when I was little, Christmases were great. My mom always made sure that I pretty much got what I wanted. But, you know, when you're little, especially back then, you know, what did you want? You wanted a dollhouse, you know. You didn't want a whole, you know, like now when kids want things, kids want laptops and iPhones and electronics and, you know, trips to Paris, you know. But, you know, my mom made sure that she stayed on top of it, you know. I know back then they had something called layaway. I think, you know, there are some stores that do that now. And so, you know, you pick all your things and you put them aside, have the store put them aside, and then you pay on them till it's paid up, and then you pick everything up. But Christmas was great, not just because of the gifts, but also because, you know, my mother decorated really pretty. We always put the tree up. It was an artificial tree, but we loved the tree. You know, we put the ornaments on it, candy cane sticks, and we would string popcorn to put on the tree. And I remember one funny thing is sometimes my mom would wrap presents and inside the box, she would put nuts, you know, pecans, walnuts, almond, Brazil nuts in there. So that when you shake it, you hear all this moving around and you really can't tell what's in it. You know, how you shake something, you're trying to see what is this. But she would do that and you could not tell, you know, what was in it. And I do remember there were a few Christmases, not that we had to, but just because. And I don't know if it was because I was little and I didn't have money and I wanted to give my mom something. So we would re-gift gifts to each other. You know, you find something around the house that the person really loves and you box it up, wrap it up, put a bow on it. And that's a really great memory. But then I was talking to my husband maybe a week or two ago, and I was saying, I don't remember my dad being there. Mind you now, they divorced and he was completely out of the house by the time I was 8. But my Christmas memories before that, I do not remember him taking part, you know, in the festivities. Not the day of, not opening gifts. I do not remember him being there. I remember him for other things. I remember, you know, I remember his presence, but I do not remember, and when I say presence, not gifts, I remember him being in my life, but Christmas, he was a no-show. And what I came to realize over the course of time was he was a no-show because he thought my mom overdid everything. He thought she spent too much money. And he was Bah Humbug, Ebenezer Scrooge. And he boycotted. So when I became a mother and my dad would invite us to his house for Christmas, and I remember the first time that I went to his house for Christmas, and he had a real tree, you know, decorated with red bows and red ornaments, you know, kind of off the side of the fireplace. And I was floored. And he also had gifts for my children, you know, good for the babies, but I was a little hurt. Like, who is this dude? Like, when all of a sudden did you start celebrating Christmas? Because when I needed you, you weren't there for that. And I'm not so much talking about Christmas, you know, in terms of the commercial way that it has kind of taken control of things, because Christmas is about the birth and the life of Jesus. It is what it is, especially for us believers. But in terms of family, he just was not there for that. And, you know, it's like, okay. Let's bring it back, because I'm drifting. Let's bring it back. Another good Christmas memory that I have is once me and my husband married, you know, before we had kids, because we were married for almost 7 years before we had our first child, Alex. But on Christmas, he and I would see a movie. That was our tradition. We would go see a movie together, and it was lovely. Get something to eat. But we would go to the movie theater to see whatever was out that day. When I was little, a family that lived close by, I was friends with the kids, the farmer family. And something I remember them doing that I could never have the nerve to do, not with my mama, was they would sneak and unwrap their gifts. You know, try to be super, super careful with the tape and everything. And then they would rewrap them, you know, like a couple of days before Christmas. They would, when their mom wasn't in the house, they would unwrap them. And I thought, oh my God, that's so bold. That's so brazen, you know, but that's not something I could ever do. Not with my mama. When Alex was born, you know, my daughter, Alex, she is 21 now. But she was a preemie. And so her first Christmas, she spent in the NICU. And my husband and I bought her this little red Santa Snoopy to go inside of her incubator. But once she came home, we were so excited. So her first couple of Christmases, you know, you want to do it up. You want to, you know, because you don't know what's really going to, you know, make an impact, what's going to be a hit. And we would go crazy spending money. And we didn't have that much spending money on our baby. Thank God, you know, she was home with us. She was alive, you know, thank God for our baby. And we wanted Christmas to be something great. And those first couple of years, it seemed like the cheapest thing that we bought for her was the thing that she loved. One year we bought this little green caterpillar toy from Target. Colin the caterpillar, Colin. He cost $5. He was on sale. And let me tell you, she skipped over every gift. And she just loved this little caterpillar because he had like three little buttons on his back. I think it was like a circle, triangle, and a square. And when you pushed one of the buttons, he made music. And I'm thinking we could have like saved our money, you know, saved all the wrapping and just bought Colin. But Colin was a hit with her that day, and she played with him pretty much nonstop. And it kind of went that way with our other children, too. You'd be amazed at the things that kids, you know, will gravitate to, where you're thinking, okay, this is going to be the thing. This is going to be the hit. But now that I'm all grown up, now that I'm a mom, some of my, you know, best Christmas memories with my children are not so much about the gifts, but it's about the time that we spend, even though we're always together, but it's about kind of calming down, bringing, you know, slowing everything down, you know, not worrying about the bills, not worrying about, you know, business, but just slowing everything down. It's about, for my kids, it's about the food. Like, as long as the food is good, as long as there's dessert in the kitchen, you know, cake, pie, cookies, you know. And I say kids because they're always be, you know, they're my kids. And of course, they're mama's babies. But my youngest, my son, Jonah, he just turned 16 a couple of weeks ago. So we have a 16-year-old. My daughter, Madison, is 17. She'll be 18 soon. My daughter, Taylor, is 19. She'll be 20 soon. And then Alex just turned 21. So it's not about, excuse me, it's not about the gifts, but for them, it's about the food. It's about calm. It's about peace. It's about baking cookies. It's about Christmas music and movies. Today, we have a list running and it's been growing, but that list has to include A Christmas Story, Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas with the Cranks, and Die Hard. And, you know, we'll see what else makes it on the list, what else we can fit in there. But again, like I said, it's about spending time together. It's about being grateful for life, as far as I'm concerned. It's about, you know, if you're in your right frame of mind, you have a roof over your head, you're warm right now. Now, that doesn't take much of a stretch here in Georgia. These last few days, we've been having like 70-degree weather. So if you need it to be cold, and I love the cold weather, if you need it to be cold to feel Christmassy, then you're going to have to figure something else out, because this weather has been like, oh my God, like crazy. But if you are safe somewhere, and I pray that you are safe, I pray that you have the people around you that love you and that you love them. And I hope that this is a time of peace for you. That's what I pray is yours today. And I want to thank you for spending a little bit of your Christmas with me. And I'm looking forward to 2022. I'm hoping all the best for myself. I'm hoping all the best for you. And until next time, blessings and love.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.